The parsha starts with Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim V'Es Haaretz, but the Midrash tells us that that's not really the beginning. That before then, Hashem is Bona Olamos Machrivan. He created many worlds and destroyed them, created worlds and destroyed them, created worlds and destroyed them, created worlds and destroyed them, till he got to this world where it starts, Bereshis Bara Elokim, and he created it, and Vayara Elokim Kitov, and he did not destroy it. I got an interesting ha'ara. The Tiferes Yisrael, in an essay printed in the back of the Mishnayos Masech Sanhedrin, if I'm not mistaken, uses this to explain a famous problem of Toru Mada that came up in his days. They discovered the dinosaurs who lived, you know, millions of years ago, etc. And we all know the debates nowadays over, you know, these reconciling Torah and science. So he writes there that at first he thought it was just a bunch of shtus that the people made up because it's against the Torah. And then he went to the museum. He actually saw the whole skeleton, the dinosaur bones, etc. So he saw it was real. So he thought and thought and decided, if you look in Chumash Taka, what does it mean, bona olamosu machrivan? It doesn't mean like created an entirely new universe with new atoms and molecules, etc. Meaning the earth was there, it just wasn't habitable, and Hashem had to move the mayim and make the plants and make the sun, etc. But the earth was around in the previous olamos. Bona olamos machriva means the earth was there. Hashem just destroyed the earth so there would be no light and no vegetation and no land, etc. And then made the earth habitable once again. So he says, okay, the dinosaurs must be from one of those previous olamas that Hashem was machriv. And they all died when he was machriv the olam. And that's how their bones got fossilized and buried in the ground. And then came our olam. But the previous olamas were also on planet earth, if you read Pshuto Shel Mikra together with Midrash Chazal. That was his solution to the Torah Mada problem. But perhaps more relevant for our everyday lives, one can ask not the scientific question, but the more existential question of, you know, why would Hashem be bona olamos u'machrivan? If you would say he created many olamos and each of them in different... He did create many olamos elyonim, and each of them has their own purpose. That makes a lot of sense to me. But to create an olam just to be machrivit, and then again just to be machrivit, and again just to be machrivit, so what's the point? Why didn't you just create the right olam and start right there, and start right there from Bereshis Bara Elokim? Why do you need to waste this time beforehand? So I heard a very nice pshat that ultimately our job is valacht bedrachav, to be inspired by the Maaseh Hashem. And very often, people work very hard on something. You work very hard on something, and it fails. That's the nature of life. Sometimes someone works very hard on a big project, and the project fails. Someone works very hard. It doesn't have to be something that visible klapei chutz. Someone works very hard on their own midos. They go through the whole Yom Noraim and through Baruch Shem Kvod Machzor Hashem Elokim seven times. They really did this. And then they fail. And what do you do? So Hashem tells us, don't worry. He says, I also was bona olosu machrivam. I tried many times and it didn't work out. And I tried again, it didn't work. And I tried again, it didn't work out. And finally, it worked. And look what amazing things came of it. So no one should ever have chalish adas. Hashem wants to tell us that it's okay. You can still be godlike. You can still be ruchni. You can still be on a madrega, even if you fail and fail and fail. And keep trying and succeed in the end. And I think it's a tremendous, tremendous chesed of Hashem to give us this chizuk. Because there are very few people in the world who don't fail sometimes on whatever realm they're working in. And we needn't worry, even if we're bona and it's charev legamre and it goes back to tohu vavohu, sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. That just means if we try again, maybe this time we'll learn from our past experience and be able to be bona and olam. That'll be Kitov, that'll be Vayavdel Bein Ho'or Uvein Achoshech, and not only that, will be Tov Ma'od, will have a tremendous Kiyam and a tremendous Madrega, like this Olam that Hashem created. Shabbat Shalom.